The Community Ties program continues with Joel Brandingham on Tiger Country 97.5 WTGR.
And we continue to help Wayne Healthcare celebrate 100 years in Greenville here on the Community Ties program as we're joined by Lauren Henry, who is the executive director of Wayne Healthcare Foundation today. I know we have a number of other things that we want to get to here on the program. And first of all, let's talk about, as whoever is here representing Wayne Healthcare every month talks about, the monthly observances, and those are important too.
Absolutely.
Talk about, right?
Yeah. November health observances, you know, we always have special months that we highlight some different cancers and, you know, try to bring awareness so people can get checked out early and try to get them on a good, healthy path. And November's health observances is lung cancer. So that's very fitting with talking about the CT lung screenings and having the new special pricing at $29. Stomach cancer is also one of the November health observances, and pancreatic cancer month. So all of those cancers we're kind of highlighting and looking at. And, you know, if you ever have any questions about those types of things, it's good to call our cancer care coordinator and just check in with your doctor and see if there's things and ways we can help.
And also Garson Museum display. And we talked a little bit about that last month, but that good news with that continuing through next month, right?
Yes. So the Garst Museum display that we put up, our centennial for Wayne Healthcare. It's a beautiful display. Right when you go inside, you know, kind of on the across from where their gift shop is, we have this wonderful temporary display. And it's been a great partnership with Garst Museum and Wayne Healthcare to highlight the centennial. So I encourage everyone to go. You know, the museum has hours Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4. They are going to have it now through the end of the year up. And, you know, I know that I encourage people of all ages to go, but there's some really neat old instruments and things that are in there. Great lists of doctors. There's our original book of when the board members met and started the hospital and those ideas and how it all came to be what it is. And so it's really a rich, rich history in that display. I encourage you to take kids. I know the kiddos are going to have a break here for Thanksgiving and for holiday time. It's a great time maybe when they're off of school to take them in and let them see that and just enjoy the entire museum as well.
And it's certainly still not too late if anyone wants to share memories. Certainly if they have pictures or, you know, testimonies, anything like that, they can still send that information to you guys,
yes,
right?
Yes. We actually hosted in October some of the Red Hatters that are our retirees from Wayne Healthcare. And we had all different people that came, and it was a wonderful time of sharing. And we got to have some testimonials with our retirees and some of them that worked there in the 50s and 60s and 70s even, and sharing those stories when, you know, it was a little bit overcrowded, when we really needed to expand, when there was, you know, people put in the hallways and things like that, and how they talked about how they never allowed that quality of care to go down. That was always their first and foremost thing, was to take care of their patients and figure out how to do it as best they could. They had a lot of laughs. It was fun to see just the camaraderie and the teamwork, and to see how it's evolved over the last 100 years. So we did have that, and we definitely encourage everyone from, you know, our staff to our retirees to our volunteers to our community members and our patients to give us a call, to send in their stories, and we can share those as part of this 100-year celebration. And you can send those stories to our marketing department. The email is marketing@waynehealthcare.org, and we would love to hear from you.
Absolutely. I know at least one other thing we want to touch on before we wrap up today, and that's the Wayne Healthcare Community Blood Drive that is coming up 2 weeks from today, actually.
Yes. Yes, we do host the Community Blood Drive. It'll be Wednesday, November 23rd, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're going to have it there at Wayne Healthcare in our community rooms 1 through 3, so you can use the Harrison Street entrance if you come, and that's in our new expansion that we talked about. So nice, beautiful room and very accessible to the community. If you're interested, you can schedule appointments at www.donortime.com, and our sponsor code is 66 that you would enter in there for Wayne Healthcare. But, you know, it's wonderful, another way to give back. another way to help save lives. And it's just always our mission to drive that and to help and lift others up in their times of need.
Absolutely. And as we do wrap up today, if you would, one more time, please remind people about how they can find out more about Wayne Healthcare through social media, website, and phone numbers and so forth.
Absolutely. We are on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. You can always access us there. You can visit our website, waynehealthcare.org. There's so many different pages on there to learn about our services. There's a donate button if you want to donate. There's ways to be involved with our auxiliary and volunteer. So lots of different great things there. And just, you know, always, you can always call the hospital to inquire about any information. You know, our scheduling is 937-547-5715. If you want to call me at the foundation and learn more about programs, ways to donate and give to our programs or to our Building on Excellence campaign that helped with our building expansion, my number is 937-569-6408. And there's lots of different ways you can get involved at the hospital. So we always encourage you to call us, ask about our services, learn more, you know, ask your doctors about our services, and we're here to help.
Absolutely. Volunteers, we talk about that every month. They're so important, just extremely vital, actually. I think is pretty much what whoever's here.
Absolutely. You know. I've got some working and doing a project for me this morning, and they are doing a fantastic job. So we really appreciate our volunteers. They do a great job. They do a great job escorting our patients different places in the hospital, and they're at the heart of what we do.
I'm glad you mentioned, too, about donations with the foundation, because obviously that helps keep costs down of the screenings we talked about and so much more. And just as we wrap up, again, reminder to make sure that you contact Wayne Healthcare if you have any questions, again, about the services they offer, the cost of whatever it might be, because I know that's a concern for a lot of people. They may want to get preventive screenings, or they may need to have a procedure done, but the cost can, you know, really give them some anxiety and so forth. But just talk to them, just call them, get information about what they do there and about how you may be able, and just about the cost, and just they'll answer questions and certainly address any concerns that you may have. The best thing, yes, is, though, to reach out and not just assume, well, I can't afford this, or I'm going to have to go there for that or something like that, because that probably isn't the case.
Absolutely. We have a lot of different programs and help with a lot of different financial assistance where, you know, insurance might, you know, not cover, or just a lot of different things that we want to help our community with. And so definitely call and ask.
Those are the reasons why you're celebrating 100 years.
Thank you. Thanks, Joel.
You're great to the community. And I know the community has been great to Wayne Healthcare. It's been just a fantastic partnership over the last 100 years, and no doubt will be in the future. So thank you again. Lauren Henry's the executive director of the Wayne Healthcare Foundation. So go online, check them out, social media, give them a call. If you have any questions, just want to learn more, whether it's for yourself or for someone else.